Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to an all-new Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 7, titled The Hand. We all loved it, and we're all excited, so please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, welcome to another Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I am here with three of my favorite people. Let's start with you, Renee.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And what's up, guys? It's Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz on all social media platforms. And we have Becca in the live chat. We want to chat with you about this episode.
The Wi-Fi
works. See what you thought. If the Wi-Fi works, we'll try to make that work. But we will be here watching.
Yes. We will be here.
Yes, please comment. Overall, guys, great to be back together again.
Yeah,
it's been a few weeks. I feel like besides, you know, didn't we just have like one where it was just you and I last week? And
that was last week, yeah.
It's just like we need to get everyone back together.
I know. Did you say weekend?
Last week.
Oh, I was like, damn.
Last weekend?
Last Tuesday.
We did an episode without you. You guys didn't know about it?
Well, we wanted a 0.5 episode.
I'm glad we're all back. I really like this episode this week. What did you guys think?
I loved it. I thought it was so funny. I thought it was great. John Stamos did incredible in it.
I just loved it. I think it was a great episode. The only thing that was a little much for me was it was pretty morbid with the whole like cutting off of the limbs. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know, I thought at first the hand thing was getting a bit ridiculous, and then I embraced the hand, and I, like, thought it was hilarious.
Like, I was talking to him, and I was like, well, how's this?
That was weird.
Reminded me of something, and I'm not sure what, like, what pop culture, but it's like when a hand talks to you, I'm not sure what it is.
That was really
like
weird,
a puppet?
And now I want to start the hashtag embrace the hand, too.
Embrace the hand.
You know, I think that could be seen in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
So I dare you to do it and see what people say.
People be like,
Well, speaking of Dr. Hot, here we go. Jesus Christ.
The giggles.
Yeah, I think Dr. Holt's hand is going to come out and, like, attack Becca at some point during the show, she laughs.
If we're lucky.
Yes, if we're lucky. Where is my hand? Anyways, he's having some issues with it because he's so stressed, you know?
Stressed.
That happens to me, too. Yeah. When I get stressed, like, I just can't control my hand. Just one of them, not both. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Well, have you guys ever seen Liar Liar, the Jim Carrey movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
It reminded me of that a little bit because he, like, beats himself up and he's like, yeah, you know what? That's what it is. He's, like, talking to it and making it stop, and that is what it reminded me of. And it must have been a lot of fun for John Stamos, I'm assuming.
It must have been. I mean, to act that ridiculous and as an actor, you dream for those types of roles because you get to just act crazy and stupid and insane, and it's so much fun to just do something like that. Like, do something that's out of your comfort zone, something you usually don't do. Like, as an actor, that is just so much fun to just act ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, like, taping his hand behind his back and
duct tape. And it's strong.
Putting his hand in handcuffs.
Yes. And I will say the scene with him and Chanel, one of the first scenes at the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Was
so funny.
So, and her outfit, first of all. Just
it was
talk
like
about that.
A tutu around her boobs rather than around her thing. You know,
like
it was around
thing?
Like I've never seen a tutu go around the breasts, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
her thing.
First time.
It always kind of goes around the other part.
Yeah, I get that. First time for everything.
I really like you explaining this.
This was great. Please go more.
Maybe later after we're off air.
So yeah, you know, he has his free hands when they're like kind of trying to get together, and it almost kills her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she gets upset. She's like, I'm already trying to be killed at work.
I know, I love that.
How dare you bring this to home?
Yeah.
So weird.
I feel her on a spiritual level.
Yes.
Are you like being hunted down by someone in that costume?
Let's not talk about
something.
It. Sometimes I feel like I am being personally victimized. Rather, it's someone who is in a green meanie costume or just someone who is a figure of power over you, like at a job or something like that.
Like a boss?
Yeah. A figure of power sounded better in my head, but yeah, I guess a boss would be good too.
Oh my God, you guys. Amy Mortarhouse just said, gotta hand it to John Stamos. Very funny tonight.
Clever.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Let's
Amy.
Give her a round of applause with our hands.
Let's give her a hand. That was a good one.
Our studio audience.
Yes.
Thank you to our live studio audience. We really appreciate
Made
it.
Made up of more than one person.
Of one person.
No, more than one person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Did you hear those claps?
Yeah.
That was a bunch of people, guys. Hello. Let's talk about number three.
Cassidy.
Dr.
I loved number three in this episode.
She honestly kind of threw all caution to the wind and is like, you know what? I'm going to ride or die for this guy. I don't care if he's the green meanie. And then we kind of see later on that he kind of opens up to her and is like, you know, I'm not going to kill you, but maybe someone else does. Like, he's very open with her that he's the green meanie at this point, and she doesn't seem too worried about it. And it's kind of one of those things where at that point you think she would totally just leave him, but no, she's like sticking around, and I'm like, girl, get you a man that's not going to murder people.
That should be a quote.
Dakota T. Jones said that.
Get you a man that's not going to murder people.
Yes.
I just feel like she doesn't feel emotions, you know? I think that's the Chanel number three thing.
Yeah. But she is. Like, when she does feel it, it's for a murderer. Like, she somehow gets
it. There you
go. It.
She feels love for the murderer.
Psychopath, serial killer. She's actually... I mean, we've known this, that she's super smart. So, she knows...
Which we saw in this episode.
Yes, how to, like, give him this test.
She reads some Cosmo.
I mean, those tests are really telling. I took so many growing up, and I learned so much about myself. I don't know about you guys, but...
I tried one once, and it was basically like, what is your dream man? And I'm like, all right. Close.
Who's your dream man?
I think it was probably someone like John Stamos or something.
Nice.
And it like, gave me him, so what can you do?
Same.
But what did you think about these two, you know, she's actually... She's the angel in the situation, and she's trying to make him better.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, I'm sorry, I'm such a sucker, but I was like, oh my God, they're so cute.
Me too.
Ew.
Ew.
What is wrong with you
guys? Yeah, you guys.
Sociopath? No. He's a murderer.
Psychopath, I think, is more appropriate. Yeah, it's psychopath.
No, for you guys.
Oh, we're psychopaths we're sociopaths and we love psychopaths.
You love a psychopath, but you guys are sociopaths.
Well, like, I was questioning, maybe. Like, should I be thinking that they're cute together?
No!
Or should I not
no,
be thinking
No, you shouldn't. He's a murderer.
He's a
murderer. Wants to kill her friends. He's killed innocent people.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy.
Not a good
Just
guy.
Just because you find a murderer and he's like, you know, I'm not going to kill you. You don't all of a sudden be like, hey, are you proposing soon? That's not good. That's toxic.
Toxic.
That's when you know you're really special.
It's all about the validation.
Yeah.
That's when you're nice to him so that way he doesn't murder you. And then you move to a different country real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
And then that's when the spin-off series starts.
Yeah.
When she hides in the mountains because, you know, he's fallen out of love with her. And now it's time to die because she knows too much.
Yeah. She, like, hides out in the mountains and rides an alpaca to the market.
But...
Good point.
Don't, like, werewolves live in the mountains or
I don't think there's werewolves in this show. I think we're not on Shadowhunters right now.
I think you may run into a nice goat or two, and other than that...
Or like wolves.
Aww.
You know what, guys?
Because he's a wolf.
That is another show.
Well, he did kind of pull out his wolfness tonight, at least, like, his fast reflexes.
Oh, yeah.
You guys heard me when we were watching this, when he was kind of, like, fighting, you know, like... working out. He was training.
I'm not really even sure what kind of noises were coming from your mouth, but you were like having some guttural noises.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
I know. I was I missed this.
I was like, Twilight. I looked over you and I'm like, you all right?
Well, I actually once bought my little sister a life-size cardboard cutout of Taylor, and it was in her room for years.
And you kept it and you stole it?
I mean, they broke it. They jumped on it so much, you know?
What were they trying to do to Taylor Lautner?
I know. He loved it. He doesn't know he's missing it here.
I do love that he was wearing a black belt with his doctor attire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And scrubs.
And I feel like we're seeing this softer side to him. Let's talk about... Okay, just... You know what?
Renee has something to say.
Renee thinks that we really need serious help, which I think you might be right, but I don't care.
It's okay. We'll talk after the show.
Okay. Okay, guys. Well, Hoffel, you know, we figure out her motive last week, mm-hmm. and she's here. I'm still like, lady, get over it. Go away. Learn I was a bit disappointed that it was, you know, that this is her motive when I watched last
Me
week.
Me too.
I was like, okay, well, that doesn't mean you need to kill these young girls. They were idiots. And it was kind of an accident. Not like I'm defending Chanel.
But they don't, she doesn't know it was an
but
accident.
Like,
she just thinks that they killed her.
And they did. And I mean, they shouldn't have. Definitely shouldn't have
burned
done
off
that.
You're
right. But like, two wrongs don't make a right, so.
Exactly. But, you know, now she's in with Cassidy, and it's this weird back and forth with them. Because, well, because there's a third. There is a third, right?
What?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, who is that?
You're like, what? Yeah. Who?
Well, because I forgot how where was am numbered I? Two. We right. know one and two. We don't know three.
Yeah.
It's like, what show is this again?
Or technically, we know one and three. We don't know two because the second one came around
or,
before
Or, okay,
Hoffel.
If we're going in order.
Or we know two and three. I mean, I don't know. I kind of think who? The number one's still missing.
That's true.
Ooh.
I feel
That's
like true. It's
Unless
someone
it's,
with
you
a bigger
think it's
thing.
The same one or do you think it's a different one? The
no.
one who's killed them all many years ago.
Oh, well, obviously, no. Yeah, that's the one that killed them all many years ago. He started this.
But then
or she.
He or she may still be around.
Yeah.
That's what
there
it
is.
It might be the same
around.
One. It might not.
I mean, it obviously wasn't Taylor Lautner because he wasn't born yet.
Right.
And it wasn't Hoffel.
Hmm. I
so,
who it
yeah.
could be.
My head hurts now.
It's someone older. You're right. And I think they're still around. I do. Mm. I
Ooh.
Did we ever see Jerry O'Connell's character die?
Yeah.
Did we? Yeah.
He got killed,
sure?
right?
Yes.
Mm. Ooh.
Wait, or was it...
Who was he?
Yeah. He was the original doctor
who,
in
like,
the 80s.
Who, like, just put the body in the swamp.
Oh.
Does it... Didn't we see Denise in the...
Yes, we got a little glimpse
what
of...
What if it's Denise?
It's not Denise. She's been frozen.
Yeah.
Like,
well, in the
how
80s,
do we know?
I don't know, guys. Let us know what you think because I think we need a little bit of help.
Need some help.
Yeah, on this theory. Next, we have this case where there is a woman with two arms and two legs, but it's like a twin syndrome, right?
That thing was nasty.
Yeah,
yeah.
You say with two arms and two legs.
Mm-hmm.
You have four arms and four legs.
Yep.
We saw
two pairs.
Yeah,
a woman.
That's what I meant. Two pairs.
I'm like, oh, you did. I got to see one of those sometime.
Yes. I'm sorry. Four arms and four legs.
That would be the weird part.
Yes.
Yes.
And that X-ray totally creeped me out. Did it not creep
yeah.
you out?
Yeah. It just was weird. Awful. It was like. You know, like, she, like, infused her other twin in the womb, like, it died, and she, like, absorbed it or something like that. Like, that's just, like, that's messed up.
Usually a twin eats the other one if it's true.
I don't know.
That has happened.
Yeah. I've also heard that, like, I don't think this is true, but, like, there's, like, a rumor that left-handers, which I am, had, like a small twin in the womb, and then they absorbed it, and that's why you're left-handed. I think that's the stupidest thing ever, but, hey.
Put it away. That is kind of terrifying. Well, it was.
I could go my whole life without knowing that.
Are you the left hand too?
No, I'm right handed.
Okay. Well,
I'm the only weird one here who ate my twin.
And my
no
mom.
Big, no
apparently.
Big deal.
I always knew she was weird. Anyways. We, you know, have this whole thing with this lady, and then Dr. Holt is pushed by Munch to
do the
surgery, give her a new heart, all of this crazy stuff, because they have this journalist there that is going to be writing about it. I'm a little bit sick of Munch right now.
Me too.
And she's, like, annoying me.
You're not serving a purpose, you're annoying.
Yeah.
I want her to serve a purpose.
she's right now just kind of the naggy person basically trudging everyone along to get murdered, because I mean she's so into keeping this hospital alive and keep going, but like at the end of the day everyone's getting murdered. Yeah. No one's walking away cured and alive, you know. It's like one of those things where I'm surprised they're not shut down yet, but the fact that she's pushing for this surgery, it's like this person's probably going to die anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Which
it looked like as of now this person might still be alive because we didn't see this person die. We just saw that the surgery went through, but other than that, like that's the first time we've had a patient that didn't die.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, no, we had a patient that didn't die during the procedure. They usually die after, whatever.
However, right.
They're cured.
But how
we
do
don't
people...
know if she left. She's still in there. She could still die next episode.
True. After all that.
If they go back sucks. To the storyline.
Yeah. After all of those limbs cut off. I mean, what a waste.
What a waste.
It really is.
And what a waste of that heart.
Oh, I know. That poor girl. Mm. Rest in pieces.
Love how she was talking to her mom on the hashtag.
Guys, Dakota just created the new hashtag, rest in pieces. That's pretty amazing. Let's talk a little bit about all the Chanels tonight. We got some, you know, number 5 is just not in it enough. Mm.
She isn't. She wasn't in tonight's episode.
But she's usually in it a lot.
Yeah,
but...
she's normally in it a lot, I feel like. But I feel like Chanel number 3 really got her chance to shine tonight.
Yeah, it was Chanel number 3's episode for sure.
And Taylor Lautner's, because, I mean, we haven't even... I mean, he's been in it consistently, but for the first few episodes, he wasn't in it all that much.
We can't call him Cassidy Cascade. We have to call him Taylor Lautner.
I'm sorry, Cassidy.
Our Chanel number 3 and Taylor Lautner.
No, I'm sorry, and Jacob. I'm calling him Jacob.
Yeah, and Jacob.
It's just Jacob.
I'm just wondering when Edward's going to show up, because it's been a while.
Edward's going to come in and be like... I run hot. What do I do now?
I know. And then, like, Chanel number 3 is going to go up and start getting ready to kiss Taylor Lautner.
And then number 5 is going to be like, I've been waiting for you. I win. And then she'll get Edward, and she will win it all.
And then Bella will come in and be like, wait, Chanel number 3, please don't kiss him. He's mine. I've decided against Edward.
You guys, who wants to write some fan fiction of Scream Queens and Twilight?
I was going to say, why aren't you all writers for the show already?
I know. I need to copyright some of this stuff ASAP, because I'm just giving out free ideas here. It's really, honestly. Patent pending.
Well, next, you know, the whole... Going back to the whole journalist thing, it does not go well. They don't impress the journalists because all this stuff is really messed up.
Mm-hmm. This poor journalist had to sit down and watch all this go down.
Yes. He did.
He's like, what the heck is this?
And everyone's singing and, you know, the heart's dying and it's like, come on, like, what are you doing? Like,
the surgeon's using one hand only.
Sketch.
I want the Chanels to form a girl singing group.
Yes.
And go on Pitch Perfect.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a whole other spinoff.
What? Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Who else has ideas for spinoffs? And we want to hear them.
I just hope they keep on coming, because, well, I feel like every new season is going to be a spinoff. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, we forgot a character that wasn't in the show tonight. I just read the chat and realized.
Who? What?
Zayday.
Oh, I know. Zayday wasn't in it at all.
I missed
her.
That was
so
weird. Where was she?
Maybe murdering people.
Murdering people.
Ah.
And guys, do not get mad at us, because that's not fair. She's a character that was completely missing from the episode. And
so, like, was Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Ooh,
maybe they were off, like, having a nice romantic date on the beach.
But the thing is that what we said earlier, and I didn't even realize this before we went on air and started talking about it, was I think the third killer is someone that's older that did it in the 80s.
Mm.
And that's who. So I don't really think it's Zayday.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
I think the twist. I feel like because there's more twists coming, it wouldn't be a twist if it was someone from the 80s that we didn't know. I feel like it has to be someone that we know.
Oh my gosh, I just thought of something.
Who?
You know how the preview of next week we see...
The dad
come back? Maybe he was the one who killed everyone all those years ago.
Or it's Grace in the first place. And well, no, you know what?
No, she wasn't alive.
I think it's Grace's dad.
Someone on the chat said Grace's dad is coming back next week.
Yeah, we saw
he
it in the preview.
He always was off, you know? He was super hot, but a little off. I'm a big fan of his.
Kind
of
like
Sam
me.
Sam really like. I don't know about the hot part, though.
Becca! She is just messing with you. Becca is being feisty.
If these cameras weren't rolling,
then the hand would come out. It really, really would, you guys. We have this other couple, though. That means Becca's sorry. Her giggles and she's touching
her. Her sympathy pat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I want none of it.
Let's talk about... All right, Becca. Let's the laughter. What's next? Of course. Oh, this very sad couple, which is like every person's nightmare, you know? The one that actually makes themselves sick because they don't want to be with the other person and they don't have the balls to break up with them.
That's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, yeah. I get that it's hard to break up with someone. Like, I do imagine. I'm always the one that gets broken up with. But.
Me too.
I do imagine it's hard, but I would have more balls than that. I mean, come on. Making yourself sick? Like, look at the skin. This doesn't come. Like, I have to, like, wash my face every day with this special stuff. Like, I'm not going to mess up my skin for some girl. Especially if I don't want to be with her anymore.
I know.
She ain't worth it.
Yeah. I'd disappear.
What?
Fake your own death. You go? I mean, just, yeah, fake
just
your own
ghost.
Death.
Just ghost them. Ghost. If they live with you, move.
Mm-hmm. Just pack up
Wait
all your stuff.
Wait till they're at their job one day. This is for people that are scared of confrontation. Don't work on your confrontation skills. Instead, just disappear.
Renee, is this a new blog
post? Yeah, I was going to say, you know, is this an advertisement for your blog?
For like a couple weeks in a row, just kind of get your stuff together, kind of put it all together and like nonchalantly kind of move it all into one corner, yeah. You know, and then all of a sudden whenever the girl's at work, boom. Boom, shake the room, you're out of there on the next metro.
Totally.
To Nevada.
My book is going to be Without a Trace, a breakup guide.
Without a Trace. You
also
a trace
called
like
Gone Girl, the best-selling book and huge movie.
Wait, what? What's Gone
what
Girl?
Guys,
I've never heard of it.
It's a movie?
Yeah, well, you wrote it, so. Crazy.
Gone Girl.
But, yeah, I thought that was a funny thing, and I thought it was a funny thing that brought Cassidy and number three together. And apart again. Did that girl look familiar to you, the girlfriend? I think that she perhaps played the main character in Hairspray
yeah,
at
she
one
did.
Point. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
She oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Well, tell us the info that you know, Becca. Who is she?
Yes!
Okay, so I was right.
Yes, you're right.
Fair enough.
She kind of reminded me of Martha from High School Musical. You know, the girl
nope.
who, like, the girl who, like, stands on the table and she's, like, the math nerd who likes to dance and she likes to move and break and pop and shake.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what
and
I'm saying?
And now Dakota's going to sing and dance
Do you
for
think
us?
She likes to move and pop
Jam,
and
pop and break? You know the one who likes to break
shake,
the status quo?
Shake.
You know
oh, you mean, like, metaphorically or physically?
You know
all
the status quo song from High School Musical?
Oh, yes. Okay.
No.
Oh,
I
no,
do.
No.
Please go on.
Stick to the stuff you know.
Well,
I don't want to be okay, sorry. Follow one simple rule. Don't mess with the flow. No, no. All right, go for it.
Oh, man. This is amazing. I love you.
Wait, what?
I have missed you all dearly. Let's
I
just say that.
You too.
Thank you guys for putting up with us. and our crazy weird theories. We really do want to hear more of your theories.
Yeah.
Because I honestly think we're all wrong. I think I'm right. Okay, well, what is it that you're right about? Explain.
I think that the killer is maybe Chanel number five or someone that we already have emotionally invested in that would be a complete surprise. Like, maybe at this point I think it is suspicious, Zayday, or maybe someone from a past season. Someone that actually is going to be a huge twist. Because as much as it would make more sense for it to be the killer in the 80s, I don't buy it because it would not shock us at all. Like, that wouldn't have any effect aside from, who's that? Oh, it's the guy who we saw that one episode of him killing them, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, for a moment, let's talk about the characters that are over, like, 35, 4. Let's talk about the characters that are 40 and over. Okay?
Munch.
We have Munch, we have Hoffel, and we have Dr. Holt.
Denise,
maybe.
She's frozen.
Or is she?
Yeah, but I mean, she, you know, it wasn't her before, but it easily could have been her before. I don't know. I really want to figure it out, because like I said, I think we're all wrong. And then, of course, you guys, you know, we have, again, Dr. Holt and Chanel. They are getting...
Something.
Yeah, they're getting together. And the hand comes back again in bed. It's, like, terrifying. Could you imagine somebody
like
next to
right.
him?
It's,
mm-hmm. kill Chanel. Oh, of course, because Jacob, I'm sorry, Cassidy.
Taylor Lautner.
switches Dr. Holt's hand.
Shark boy.
Yes. I'm a bit confused. Was it one of the hands from the woman? Yes.
From the spider lady.
But he didn't do it yet, right?
No, he did.
That's what confused me. I was confused whether he did it or not.
No, I don't think he did.
No, he did because he had bandage all over his hand.
Yeah. I was confused about that, too.
I was confused because why is that hand also a killer? That's so weird.
It is weird.
Exactly.
Which means that maybe it's more than just the serial killer hand. Maybe it had spread because it was a part of him for so long.
Oh.
That's my theory.
Hmm. That is an interesting theory. I don't know.
No, I was really confused.
You guys, I think that we are, like, skipping over something that we... Like, the killer. I am at that place where when we find out, I'm going to feel so stupid.
Yeah.
I know. I'm going to feel like that, too.
Ooh. You know, David on the chat just said something about Cassidy's mother, and I want to see more of...
That is a great point.
Storyline.
Because every time we see her, she's a bit angry.
A bit?
A bit, yeah. But, again, I guess it could have been her all those years ago.
Could have.
Hmm. Right? Fair enough.
I mean, she survived.
Then why not tell your son?
Well,
maybe...
I think that he knows.
He does know.
If he knew, he wouldn't say, what about the other green meanie? He would keep it under wraps.
Or maybe it's Hester, honestly. Truly, honestly.
I don't think it's Hester.
No, I don't think it's Hester.
I don't think Hester knows who it is.
I don't think she does either.
She does.
Let's talk about Hester for a moment, actually. When I knew she was coming back this season, I was like, how are they going to do this with her? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still like, the show's ridiculous, but like, this is ridiculous. Right?
Like letting her back into the circle?
She's not even helping.
Mm-mm. Honestly, no, she's not. She's basically just sticking around and, like, just ticking time bomb to see who she's going to murder next.
I know. But I would be disappointed if it was her, obviously.
I don't think it's her.
No.
What do you think, Becca?
I don't think it's her.
I think it must be, like, you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where I think Hester does know a lot because she knew so much whenever she was kept up in that, like, insane asylum, but... I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. It has to be someone a little older, and I would not be surprised if it was someone crazy like Munch. I mean, she murdered her husband and framed it on someone else.
I know. Like, I think Munch is so easy, though. We thought at the beginning of the season, last season, I thought it.
Yeah, I think she's too obvious.
Don't think it's Munch. I don't think it's Taylor Lautner's mom. I honestly think it could be Chanel number 5, maybe Chanel. No, I don't. No, it's not Chanel. Chanel number 5, maybe Zayday, maybe. I don't think Chamberlain would be big enough of a plot twist at this point. It has to be someone like we're close to.
Chanel number 5 would be an interesting twist.
Hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun, and that's so Scream Queens that they were like, all this time, you thought I was the killer. Well, I became the killer. They had, like, that was, like, comedic relief. But like, a surprise to us because we wouldn't suspect it to be Chanel number 5 because they always suspect it to be Chanel number 5. Us as a viewer, no, it's not. So I think it'd be funny to see her actually being the killer because at this point, I don't know who else would really, like...
We kind of ran out of options.
...be fulfilling
for
me. Yeah. Yeah.
Or, I like that. Or it's Brock... And he's sleepwalking.
Next.
I'm not going to lie. That's a hilarious theory, Becca. I'm laughing really hard.
I mean, crazier things have happened. In this episode, Brock's hand talked to himself, so I mean.
I think someone might come back from the dead and be the killer.
Nick Jonas.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Please be Nick Jonas.
Please be Nick Jonas.
Chad.
Maybe Chad.
Oh, I would love for Chad to come back.
If it was Chad, that'd be cool.
Who else died last season?
Who didn't die? Like, everyone died.
I know. Did someone in over 40s die that we aren't thinking of that could be the 80...
The sister.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? But, okay. On this note, let's get into some predictions because we have some things to say, obviously.
I know. Predictions.
Hey, So I'm going to stick with the prediction that it's possibly Chanel number 5. And I still think that Denise's body is going to disappear. So, your turn.
I think it could be Denise still.
Interesting.
Because I don't believe, like, you never know. Even though, like, we see her in the freezer.
Frozen.
Even though we see her in there, you never know. She could be, like, lifting that thing up and coming out at night.
My prediction is that everything that Becca says is wrong.
My prediction is
wrong.
That everything I say is right.
Becca opens her mouth. Oh, wrong.
Wrong.
Just kidding, but seriously, just kidding.
But are you?
No. I love you, Becca. My prediction is
you're
that...
You're very creative, Becca.
Yeah, you're very creative. I'll give you that. My biggest prediction is that it's probably, like, what you guys said, we kind of all agree on this. It must be, I think it'd be a really cool twist if it was Chanel number 5. I do kind of want to know a little bit more about Hoffel's intentions and, you know, I mean, I get the whole sister thing, but I want to see more of her and, like, what she's doing. Because she's been kind of like the sideline character for a long time now. We're starting to get to know her a little bit more, but I want some, like, clear answers. I want to see more of her. And I also want to get some resolution of what Chanel number 3 is going to do. Is she going to be a part of the killings and start helping out because she loves Cassidy? Or is she going to step away? Like, I just want to know what's going on there. And I also want to know what happened to, like, there was one or two more Chanels that had joined besides the one that had died.
Sorry, we forgot to talk about the one that died. We didn't even remember tonight.
I did say I liked your conversation on the phone with her mom.
Yeah, that I've had those conversations before.
They're not even paying me.
We said the rest in pieces thing. Yeah, yes, Dakota did.
Yes, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I want to say a couple things people in the chat have said. First of all, when we said, like, who could be coming back from the dead, Maddie is fudging Beast. Chad. And then she said, OMG, it's Def Taylor Swift.
What?
Yes.
You know, remember Def Taylor Swift from last season? I could totally see that.
Oh, and Def then, Taylor Swift. I thought they literally meant it's definitely Taylor Swift.
No. Me too.
And I was like, okay. Sorry. I like the enthusiasm.
D-E-A-F. But wouldn't that be cool if T-Swift just came on and she was like, what up, guys?
It's a love story.
I want the candle vlogger.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed her.
Yes.
The candle vlogger.
I felt her on so many levels.
Are you a candle vlogger?
Yeah.
No. I kind of wish I was.
I love candles.
I love them.
So, yeah.
My mom is always terrified I'm going to burn the house down because I
love
them so much.
That's what I get terrified of.
Yeah, whatever. It's kind of scary.
If at least I went down, it would smell good.
Yeah.
Also, David Savage says, OMG, plot twist, it's Ms. Bean. Maybe she didn't really die.
Mrs. Bean, coming back from the dead.
Fair enough. I think that it could... I think Zayday's suspicious and that she might have a twin.
Maddie says, no, Dakota. All right. I definitely thought you meant deaf as in definitely Taylor Swift. But yeah, I get what you mean.
You guys knew. You guys got it.
So you guys got it.
So thank you. I think that number 3 in Cascade, she will... defend Chanel first.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think that she will be like, this is a sisterhood. So, you know.
This is a sisterhood. You can't murder my friend. You can't do it.
I don't know. Or, you know, like Maddie is fudging the best again, says she wants revenge for the closet of wasted candles.
Maddie is fudging Beast.
Beast. Sorry, not the best. Beast. Or Ariana, number 2, comes back from hell as a dangerous woman. That's a good
Ariana,
one.
Yes!
I would love that. Anyways, guys, please let us know what you think all your theories are. We love sharing them with you. On that note, let's talk about what everyone can find you again.
Oh, we're not doing quotes?
Oh, shoot. You're right. We are doing quotes because I have a billion. Okay, do you want to start?
I'll start. Okay, I have 2 favorites. I like when Hoffel said, it doesn't matter. Most Americans use the same password for everything. And I also liked when Chanel number 5 said, also, you sleep in a waterbed right next to a giant air conditioner.
And he's like, oh, fair.
Yeah.
Mine are both Chanel number 3 quotes. The first one is, am I supposed to raise little half-dead, half-alive children in the set?
Sounds like something you would say, Becca.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
And the other is, he's a hot doctor. He deserves another chance.
That one was great. I think the one that I wrote down was, whenever Cassidy Cascades just said, or maybe I'll have to kill you. It was just like, okay, that went from 0 to 100 real quick. Yeah. You just professed your love to this girl, and then now you're saying you're going to maybe have to kill her. And he's like, I'm sorry what I said before. And she's like, you mean whenever you said you're going to kill me?
It's red, like, flag.
Red flag. Get out of that relationship. And you guys are over here going, oh, they're so cute together. It's like, no.
Becca's like,
I have one more.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I just wonder if you can maybe not kill Chanel.
Okay, yeah. You guys, I have so many. Thank you so much for reminding me, because I would have been so upset. Okay. The first one is when Chanel said, so enough about me and the time I punched Donna Karen in the face. Love that one. The second one is, I don't think I can make a future with a guy that's dead. Am I supposed to raise a half-dead, half-alive children? That second part of yours. Then I have, he also said that figuring out a way to not murder me is his top priority.
And she was so touched.
I mean, and I think that's so romantic.
Sam has great taste in guys.
I do. That is why I'm still single.
Guys. I'm just happy you're still alive after some of this stuff. This is questionable.
And then my next favorite one is, I don't trust someone that doesn't at least have one sex toy in their nightstand.
I must not be trusted then.
I mean, I know Dakota has like a dozen. It's crazy.
I would not even know what to do with them.
You too.
Hey guys, it's make fun of Dakota Day.
Becca's so relieved.
That was last week, okay?
And then my last favorite one from Cassidy says, if you would let me, I would love to place this killer hand with a totally innocent one.
Aww. That's nice. That's a bromance right there.
Other prediction.
Yes.
Brock might die next week.
I'm afraid Brock's gonna die too. I get that feeling as well.
That really sucks. I would hate that, but
I didn't get that vibe.
I did, seeing it.
Well, guys, let us know Cascade. What you think. We don't know what's gonna happen. Is this crazy? Let us know where we can find you guys.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Hi, I'm Becca Braun. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And guys, you can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. I just want to thank Woodcutter's Daughter. You can find them on Instagram under that name, Woodcutter's Daughter. They, you know, got me this beautiful necklace. I don't know if you guys can see it. And, of course, Disco Gems, who styled my ring. So thank you all so much for tuning in. Tweet us, follow us, talk to us in the YouTube comments, because we always talk back. We love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.